from the Jacka.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 31 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 30 and Mpumalanga 29. It was a busy day in court, and we start in the Western Cape. Two of the accused in the Jocelyn Smith disappearance trial have told the court that they were tortured by the police. Day three of the trial kicked off with plea explanations from the legal representatives of all three accused, which include Jocelyn's mother, Kelly, and two men. So speaking through their lawyers, Kelly's boyfriend, Jaquin Apollos, and their friends Davina van Rijn described their treatment by the police. Kelly, on the other hand, admitted to smoking drugs twice on the day that Jocelyn went missing. The child mysteriously disappeared on the 19th of February last year in Saldanha Bay from her home in the Middelbos informal settlement. And in Northwest, the acting provincial police commissioner said the search for escaped illegal mining ringleader James Tagatswaeli is at an advanced stage.
I was even talking to our team that is dealing with this matter, and they are assuring me, because it was something that was properly planned and organized. But very soon, we will tell you.
Patrick Asaneng responded to media questions at the release of the province's third quarter crime statistics on Wednesday. Now, four police officers facing charges of defeating the end of justice and abetting the escape of a detainee appeared briefly before the Stilfontein Magistrates Court on the same day. The matter was postponed to the 29th of May, and all of them are out on R1,000 bail. In other news, the Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, approached the High Court for a way forward after the Auditor General identified irregularities in a driving license card machine tender. So the AG says the contract from the company Edemia did not follow the required processes, nor did it comply with the Public Finance Management Act and driving license card account policies.
We would like to see accountability against the perpetrators, the people involved in the bid evaluation committee, bid adjudication. It was so clear and obvious to us that this tender was manipulated, and we just cannot allow people to conduct themselves in this nonchalant way, costing you and I, the taxpayer, millions of rands.
That was the organization Undoing Tax Abuse CEO Wayne Divinage, who welcomed this move. And then the City of Tshwane Emergency Services says it's keeping a close eye on the weather conditions, as a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in Gauteng was reached out once more. So you can expect this rain again tomorrow. The metro is home to the Hennops River in Centurion and other areas which are prone to flooding. So Tshwane spokesperson Lindsay Mguni has called on residents to be alert and to avoid dangerous situations.
The impact of severe thunderstorms may include heavy downpours, which may lead to localized flooding, disruptions to traffic due to major roads being flooded.
And finally, the Nobel Peace Prize's organizer says they received over 300 nominations for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Politicians claim that they put U.S. President Donald Trump and Pope Francis forward for their award. Now, in line with Nobel statutes, the identity of candidates is kept confidential, but the two are among the big names that were floated this year, along with former NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg. I'm Marlene Frischier. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone, I can't believe it. Feel my spirit slowly leaving. I can see myself and I'm not breathing. I'm not breathing. Slowly bleeding.